SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister says the US Federal Reserve cuts on interest rates will not affect the country's economy. The opposition expresses disappointment after Australia abstained on a controversial UN vote. And in sport, Manchester City held to a goalless draw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the US Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates by 0.5% will not affect the Australian economy. It comes following the announcement of the unemployment rate for August by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which remained unchanged at 4.2% from July. The US Federal Reserve moved to cut interest rates in the country for the first time since the start of the pandemic, in a move that signifies a slow improvement of the US financial situation. Mr. Albanese says Australia continues to struggle with high inflation.
What we are managing to do is to try to land a decrease in inflation, which we have cut in half, whilst continuing to create employment. Today's figures show 978,000 jobs created on our watch, an unemployment rate remaining steady at 4.2%, whilst we're seeing wages increase, while we're seeing people be able to not just earn more, but keep more of what they earn through our tax cuts for every taxpayer.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to travel to the United States, where he will attend a Quad leaders meeting. The opposition says Australia should have voted against a UN resolution calling on Israel to end the occupation of the Palestinian territories within 12 months. The non-binding resolution passed the United Nations General Assembly with 142 nations voting in favour and 43 countries, including Australia, abstaining. The resolution follows the International Court of Justice advisory ruling in July that found Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories is illegal under international law. But the government says the wording of the resolution wasn't something Australia could support. Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham says it should have been opposed.
We think the government should have had the courage to oppose this resolution. It was counterproductive. It was clear that the text wasn't text Australia could support. And if we couldn't support it, then we should have had the courage to oppose it, as the United States did, given it was counterproductive to long-term efforts to secure peace and security.
The Greens have criticised the federal government, saying it backtracked on gambling reforms. It comes following comments from the Prime Minister, who says gambling advertisements aren't the real issue plaguing the sector. Reports have shown people between the ages of 18 to 34 are at risk of exposure to gambling ads, with several MPs calling for a total ban. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the government must take a harder stance on an industry that's benefiting from the misfortune of others.
It is absolutely crystal clear, the experts have said it over and over again, that if we want to stop gambling, damaging people, hurting children, damaging families, destroying people's lives, the single most important thing we should do is to stop the gambling industry from being able to advertise, just like we've done with tobacco and just like we do on other issues.
The New South Wales Minister of Transport has warned state residents of disruptions on the public transport network during the weekend after discussions with union workers reached a dead end. It comes during an industrial dispute the state government has warned could cost taxpayers up to $100 million a month. Industry workers have voiced their opposition to the conversion of part of the Bankstown line to metro standards. The federal and Queensland government are moving forward with a plan to create more social and affordable housing across the state. The jointly funded project is set to deliver 490 houses in Moree, aimed toward older Queenslanders who are looking for smaller living accommodations. It's set to include 245 social, 223 affordable, and 22 apartments for people with disabilities. Work on the largest social and affordable housing project ever to be seen in Queensland is set to begin next week. And in football, Manchester City have been held to a goalless draw by Italian champions Inter Milan at home. Pep Guardiola men created multiple opportunities in front of goal, but were unable to break down the barricade in front of the Italian goal. The Spanish manager says he's pleased with his team's performance, despite the result.
I'm still really, really satisfied for the game we played, and defending how they defend. They are masters of that, so deep. They help each other unbelievably. So you cannot expect to create a lot of chances, but the chance we create the first half, one from Bernardo, and especially second half, so clear. And in this type of games, the difference is that.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.